Vayter in Shas. We are in Zvachim Daf Nun Gimel. Picking them on Nun Beis Mabeis by the Baal Marpei by the Mishnah. By the Mishnah. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Let's talk about Kachim Kachim Chatos Hatzibur Vayachid. The chatos atzibor, those are the tzibor, and the personal chatos. Eluin chatos atzibor, these are what's called the chatos atzibor. Siro shechatoshim, every rosh chodesh asayir, v'shel moados, and those are brought on the holidays. Shechitasa b'tzafon, due to the north, v'kibot damen b'klisharis b'tzafon, v'damen damen ton arba matonos al arba kronos. And you gotta get four on four, right? You get four applications on the four horns of the outer mizbech. Ketan, how do they do it? Peep, turn the page. Nun Gimlav. Allah by Kevish Upanov Zasove. The Kohen goes up the ramp, he turned to the ledge. Uba Litzion Goel Uva Lo Lekarin Dromus Zachis. He come and came to the southeast corner of the Mizbech. Mizrachis Tsifonis Tsifonis Maravis Maravis Dromus. And then what happens is he goes clockwise. He goes up, he goes counterclockwise, right? So he'd go to the right, and then he'd walk around from the right, go right, go up the ramp to the right, and then go straight, and turn, and turn, and turn, and turn, right? He would go from the northeast, the northwest, the southwest, and he would put dam in every place. Shari adam ha'yoshofech ha'yosod b'domis. The leftover of the dam in the bowl, he would pour on the base of the the southern base of the Mizbech. V'nechon lufnim v'neklayim, and the chattas was eaten, are eaten within the curtains of the Azara. Lizichre kehuna by male kohanim b'chol machol, which means in any way that they wanted to. Rashi's mishum tiktanim yepesach ve'inu nechal el etzli. The pesach can only be on sli. Come on, tini b'kulu b'chol machol. And therefore it says like this: liom v'laila ad chatzos, it could be eaten for a day and a night until midnight. Zok the Hilig Gemara. Hechiyavid. Okay, we spoke about the order when the dam that was done over here. And now we explain how the blood was actually put. How was it done? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Chanan, Amar, Nosin, Amma, Elach, Va'amma, Elach. He placed the dam up to an Amma beyond the edge of the corner on the side, or up to an Amma beyond the edge on that side. V'chanan, or some says, Mechatei, V'yorid, Keneged, Chudosh, Lekarin. He put the dam by moving his finger downwards along the edge of the Mizbeach wall, opposite the edge of the horn, which means along the edge of the corner that was underneath the Karen, underneath the horn. Okay, Aliba de Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Amar, he atzma inanasis, ela begufishel Karen, he says that the essence of the chatas is that the you apply it, has to be done only on the horn, on the actual horn itself. The kuli amalo pligi. No one is going to be arguing that the dam doesn't have to be put to the corner of the horn, but can be put anywhere on it. Ki pligi, where are they actually arguing? Where is their argument? I'll leave it to Rebbe. In the world of Rebbe, who says that the chatas dam can be put even below the karen, below the horns, to the area between the horns and the red line that divides the upper and the lower part of the mizbech. Marsover one says ama elich va'ama elich kenegit karenu. One says that it's extended an ama beyond the edge of the corner of this side and beyond the edge of the other side of the horn, and therefore it's corresponding to it. So an application can be put to any part of that area. It's the same as being made on the horn itself. For my services, connected chuda in that opposite the edge of the horn. Okay, that's good. That's not a problem. You can put down there. Tfei lo, but not more than that. So if it's put below the karen, it's got to be done, put on the edge. Meis ve frek de gemar kasha chatas hatzibor v'yochid, the chatas of the tzibor and that of the yochid. Ketzad matan damen, how would that done? Hayolu the kevich upon the sofik, the karen would go up the ramp and it turns to the ledge. Ubalo the karen drove us to zachid, he'd come to the southeast corner. Vitova betzal yamanis, then he would dip his right finger, hamayumenis shibi yamin, the forefinger. That's what he would dip in over there. Min adam shibi mizrach, from the in the blood in the basin. The chomer begudalo milmaila ube etzbao kitana milmata, and he would concentrate the dam at the tip of his finger. He would guide it with his thumb from above and his little finger from below, like he would guide it. Right? Imagine just holding the thumb on top and the pinky on the bottom, it's like as you go along it. And you would put the dam, moving his finger downward on the edge of the mizbeach, opposite the edge of the horn. Until he finished up, he would finish all the dam as on his fingers. V'chein did this every Karen. Okay, now the Bryce is saying straight up over here that the dam that was put at the edge of the corner, right? So how could you have an Amora that says that the dam can be put within an Amma to either side of the corner? You got a bit of a kashi, and that's the Mesve. Says Gemara, Halchi Gomar. This is what it means to say mitzvah b'chudo, like the mitzvah, the ideal things to do in the chud, in the corner over there, and the actual tip and the sharpness of that. But if you did it, a little bit off here, a little bit off there, that's not a problem. Okay. My Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon. He says machlokas. I said earlier between Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon. What is this machlokas? The Tanya we learned in Abayi said Dama Mel Yonim Ditan Michutz Asikro Lamayla. The upper blood is put from the red line up. Dama Tachtonim Ditan Michutz Asikro Lamata. It's put down. Divrei Rebbe says like Rebbe. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer. He says what is this talking about? That the upper dam can be put from the red line up. But all itself. That's a also, aber bechatas behema, he atzma einasis ella al gufa shel karen. It's got to be a mamash on the gufa shel karen, the corner. Amar, right on the horn itself. Amar Rabbi Avoh, my time in the Rabbi. What's the reason of Rabbi that he lets it down the chatas be put below the horn? The pasuk says veha har el arba amos. The har el is four amos. So miha Ariel ulamalan, from Ariel and up, the four horns. Now, Har'el is talking about the Mizbeach. So we say, Arba Amos Hu Dehavya. But is the Mizbeach really only four Amos tall or wide? Of course not. It's much bigger than that. So what does it mean when it says, what's it talking about? Amarav Adabar Ava Mekom Karnos Arba. The pasuk means the area of the horns is going to be four Amos. In fact, the Gemara, Mekom Karnos Dalet Havya. But is the area of the horns four Amos? We should call it 2x2. It's not 4 amos. El ema rishus karnos dalas. The rishus comes out to be 4. The legal rishus of the horns goes down 4 amos into the mizbeach, giving the corner of it right underneath it. It's called like the horns themselves. That's where Rebbe's coming from. The dam of the animal, the chatas, is going to be put even the area right underneath the horns. Tenana, some we got a Mishnah over there. Imidos chut shasikra chogo beemtza. There was a line of red that encircles the mizbeach at the middle point. Lahavdil ben dam and elyon and dam and chaton, to make a distinction between the dam above and below. Minon imidu. Where do we know this from? The pasuk says, "V'haisa hareshes ad chatzia mizbech," and the reshes, it was a mesh thing that was go extend until the half point of the mizbech. Hatorah nasa mechitza. The Torah is putting a mechitza, like a separation, on the wall of the mizbech. La'havdil ben damin elyon and damin atachton, to make it be turned up in the lower. Shiyari adam. Next part of the Mishnah, the leftover of the dam in the bowl, he would pour in the south, in the southern base of the mizbech. Tana rabbanan el yisod mizbech. It says that onto the base of the Mizbeach, Zeyusod Romi. This is talking about the southern base. Atom is Zeyusod Romi, or in Elisod Meravi. Is this talking about the southern base? Maybe it means the western base. V'yilamat Sosim in the forest, because you can learn the unlearned thing, right? The outer chatas, which is Sosim, it's not defined. We can learn that from the defined one, the inner chatas. Just like the leftover of the Dam, the Shari Dam of the inner chatas is poured on the western base of the Mizbeach, of the outer Mizbeach, so to the bottom of the outer chatas to be done as well. Amar, so that you say, Yilma. Let the Kohen's coming down from the ramp learn it's what should be done from his exit from the Heichal. Just like when he leaves the Heichal, the Kohen pours it on the thing that's nearest to him, which is the western base. When he walks out, that's where it is. When he walks out of the Heichal, after he does something, and he comes right next to him, which is the southern base. Tanya, we learned in Ebraisa, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Zeh v'zeh yesod ma'aravi. This, that means the inner chatas and the outer chatas, the leftover blood is poured on the western base. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Zeh v'zeh yesod deromi is put on the southern base. Bishal Madamar Yosod Maravi makes sense. It's on the western base. Kasava Yilmat Sosman in the forest. You learn out that which is not clear, defined by something that is. So just like the inner chattas one is put on the western base, so do the outer one is on the western base. Elamadami Yosod Deromi, according to what it says, that the both have to be poured in the southern base. My time, what's the reason that has to be? The Pasuk says, says clearly that the dam of the inner chatos, a chatos report on the base, that is at the entrance of the Olamoid. Amar Ravasi kasaver haitaina yos kule mizbeach batzalf on koi. The entire mizbeach is in the north, and therefore when you leave the heichal, the coin immediately encounters the base of the southern side of the mizbeach. Lishtachrina, another version of this, version 2. Kule pesach bador am koi. Rishon Mechai says that the entire entrance of the heichal was at the south side, south of the Mizbeach, so the southern face part was facing the entrance. Beep turned the page, Nun Gimel Amud Beis, Tana de Rebbe Yishmael, Rebbe Shimon Yuchai Omim, they said the name of Rebbe Shimon Yuchai, Zevazei Yisod Maravi, both this one and that, the outer and the inner Bekarbonus, have the leftover dam that's poured on the western base. So according to Rebbe Shimon's Talmid, Rebbe Shimon Yuchai is actually agreeing with Rebbe Shimon. V'simanech, and the way to remember the text over here properly, is Moshchu Gavri LeGavri, the men drew the mane over, right, to the side, it means Rebbe Shimon drew the mane of Shimon Yuchai over to the position of what Rebbe Shimon had said. Zakta next, Heilig HaMishnah, Ha'ole Kotche Kawa, watch here, The Ola is Kachakachim. She does himself and says himself, and the Kibbutz Dominic Shars himself, and Vidamaton Shte Matonish and Abbot. You need two that are four, because on the corner ends up being four, right? If you have four corners and you do it on the corner, then it's going to hit both sides of each corner. Utuuna, Hafshet, well, these all four walls are going to have. Hafshet, Nituach, you got to skin it, you got to have Nituach and cut it apart. Vikalalishim, and its entirety to the fires, it gets swallowed up. That's what the carbon Ola we know is totally burnt. Kulul Hashem. Zok the Heilige 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 Gemara. Ola my time atani le kachi kachim. Why does the Mishnah say that the Ola is kachi kachim, but it doesn't say it in reference to the Chatzis and the Asham? Mishun delok siba kachi kachim he. Because it's not written in reference to the Ola kachi kachim, right? It's most holy, like it does by the Chatzis and the Asham. Therefore, the Tanakh to specify it's still called Kachi Kachim. V'damaton shtei matazi, it's two. Hechi da avid, how is it done? Amarav, nosin, v'chozer, v'nosin. Each corner, on each corner, the coin puts dam at the wall along one side of the corner and then applies the blood again to the wall of the other side of the corner. So there's actually four separate applications that are done in two different corners. Ushmol Amar says, no, matana achas kemin gamma. Kamin gamma nosin. It's like the letter gamma. It's like a letter chet sofi, right? It's a chaf sofi. Right? Sorry. So it goes like left and down. Right? So it's like you hit both corners on it. Kid tonight, this is like a machlokas tanaim. Yachal yizukan yizukah achas. You would have thought that the coin should throw one spritz of the dam of the Ola once, and that's enough. Talmud Lomar Saviv. It says, no, it's got to be all around. Isav is all around. You should go around it like a string. Talmud Lomar Zarko, it's got to be thrown. Okay, so how's this done? Come in Gamma. Something like the letter Gamma. It looks like Chav Sofi. Shtema Todeshin Arba, which is two, which ends up being four. Rabbi Shmuel Lomar Nemerkan Saviv. Here it has the word Saviv. Remember the Holon Saviv. And later on it says Saviv with the Chatas. That was by the Chanukah Sabayis of the Mishkan. Malahol and Pisik Arba Matanis is over there. The dam was put four distinct applications. Afkan Pisik Arba Matanis, same idea. Imalahol and Arba Matanis Al Arba Koranos. Afkan Arba Matanis Al Arba Koranos. Here too has to be also in four. Amarta, you say back there, no Ola Tony Yisod. In Ola needs first applications there to be a Yisod. They carry Mizachas Daroma Slahay Yisod. That doesn't have a Yisod on the southeast corner, like opened up. If you look at a picture, you'll know exactly what it's talking about. My time, what's the reason that the southeast corner didn't have a base, but the other ones did? Because the area where the base would have been was not in the portion of literally the one who tears, otherwise known as Binyamin, which was Ze'ev. Tamar of Shmuel Bar Yitzhak, by Rav Yitzchak Mizbeach Ochel Bechelkel Shel Yehuda Ama. The Mizbeach eats into Yehuda's portion the amount of an Ama. It goes into that area, the southern and eastern sides. Am Rabbi Levi Bar Chama. You know what? We're going to stop over here, folks. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.